If it seems like there's an increase in violent crime in made-for-TV movies these days, you're not imagining things, because these days are the days of the May ratings sweeps. These ratings determine how much networks can charge advertisers in the fall. The May sweeps began in the last week of April, and TV critic David Bianculli says that when the financial stakes increase for the networks, so does the level of sex and violence, especially violence, in their telemovies.
Please take me home.
I want a party too, Carly. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's have a party.
No, please.
Come on.
No, please. No.
Fight it.
No!
Don't fight it!
That's a scene from In My Daughter's Name, this Sunday's CBS telemovie. Last Sunday, an NBC miniseries called Trial, The Price of Passion opened with a guy being shot in the head as he sat in his car. The Sunday before that, ABC premiered Stay the Night, a miniseries about a sexy woman who seduces a teenage boy into killing her husband. And on that same night, CBS presented Honor Thy Mother, a docudrama about another teenage boy, one who was suspected of killing his father and very nearly murdering his mother. Got the pattern yet? But wait, that's not all. I haven't even mentioned last week's In the Shadow of a Killer, an NBC docudrama. It starred Harry Hamlin as a mentally disturbed husband who killed a nurse and held a hospital staff hostage. That one was really reprehensible. And a week from now, NBC presents a miniseries called Cruel Doubt, which is based on the exact same case as the one presented a few weeks ago in Honor Thy Mother. Looking at these two movies specifically, you can learn a lot about the liberties with which docudramas are staged for TV. In one, the mother is portrayed as semi-neurotic and her daughter as a probable accomplice to the crime. In the other, both the mother and daughter come off as saints. But generally, you can learn even more. Is there really such a scarcity of good true-life crime stories out there that two networks have to tell the same one at the same time? And why is there such an insistence on doing fact-based dramas in the first place? It comes down to economics. It always does, the way the networks are struggling these days. The rise of so-called reality TV, the shows like Cops and Eyewitness Video and Unsolved Mysteries, came about because they're cheaper to make than entertainment programs. And docudramas have an edge, too, because anything ripped from the headlines is partially pre-marketed. Viewers have already heard of the preppy murder case and the Pamela Smart teacher-student seduction and the killer named Bambi, whose story is being told by ABC later this month. And even if the name recognition factor is low, so is the hard work factor. Any real-life story already has its own plot outline. So producers merely have to read the papers, make a few calls, throw some money at a cop or criminal or journalist or two, and presto, they've got the rights and the package to take to the various networks. About a year from now, expect to see one or more docudramas about the recent riots in Los Angeles. And as we've just learned, more than one producer can play this game at the same time, even with the same case. Now, I know it's easy to get upset about the glut of TV's true-life crime stories. But since I have to watch them all, I'm as upset about the quality as the quantity. So many of them are so exploitive and so plain bad. For every good murder story on TV, like Fatal Vision or last year's Love, Lies, and Murder, there are about 20 rotten ones. And that's what really kills me.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.